What is it with politicians and weddings? They seem to think that the taxpayer is responsible to pick up the bill. First, it was Julia Gillard catching that private jet to a wedding of a Labor staffer and forcing taxpayers to pick up the tab. Then it was Tony Abbott and others in the coalition who were forced to repay the taxpayer after billing us for travel associated with going to a wedding. And politicians say that it's a grey area because some weddings might be considered work. Well, if you feel like attending a wedding is work, maybe you should decline the invitation. Otherwise, if you're going to a wedding, you can pay your own way like the rest of us. But someone today has taken this to a whole new level, because it's one thing to hand taxpayers a bill for attending a wedding, but imagine charging the taxpayer to go to your own wedding. Well, that's what the Liberal MP Steve Irons did. He billed taxpayers to attend his own wedding. The West Australian newspaper has revealed Steve Irons charged taxpayers travel costs of $1,346 for a flight back in 2011, 3 days before he was married at Melbourne's Crown Casino. The MP said the money had been repaid to the Department of Finance after a self-audit of his travel expenses. The wedding flights were claimed in error, his office says, and when the mistake was realised, voluntary repayment was then arranged. And he's got form, this bloke, Steve Irons. The revelations come days after it was reported that he also used taxpayers' funds to go to a golf tournament on the Gold Coast in December 2015. Mr. Irons said he studied golf tourism opportunities at the first stage of the International Team Challenge after being invited to attend by the Australian PGA. Steve, get a grip, please. If someone invites you to go to a golf tournament, they should pay for your flights, or you should pay for your flights, but not us. The Sydney Morning Herald has followed up on this afternoon. They say in 2013, it was reported that Steve Irons repaid more than $10,000 for domestic flights and taxis, including travel to Melbourne, which coincided with his son's AFL debut for Port Adelaide in 2011. There's no justification for this kind of largesse. We pay politicians to do a job. We don't pay them to go to the golf or to go to the footy or to go to weddings. I would have thought it was pretty simple. And I'm sorry, but the excuse that I only noticed it later and repaid the money, that excuse is wearing a little thin. And maybe little is an understatement.